This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mike Gentine, sitting in for Tom Block. Collectively, the United States spends hundreds of millions of dollars each year on research into Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, and of course, it's money very well spent. But only a fraction of that effort goes to help a group of people who are invaluable in the treatment of dementia, caregivers. Rob Glukoff is part of that fraction. Glukoff is a professor of medical humanities and social sciences in the Florida State University College of Medicine, and he's running a research program called ACT.
ACT means African American Alzheimer's Caregiver Training and Support Project, but we use the term ACT because the description of the program is a mouthful.
ACT's long-term objectives are to find the best methods and mechanisms of caring for caregivers, that is, giving the friends and family members of dementia sufferers the support they need to continue supporting and caring for their loved ones. The short-term goals, though, are much more personal. Glukoff wants to help the participants in the ACTS project avoid the problems caregivers can experience.
In 30 to 50% of caregivers, it leads to significant levels of depression, even diagnosable depression. They tend to neglect their own health. They may feel there's no way out. They also show problems themselves sometimes with health and even with memory.
And he says letting caregivers down is inevitably letting down those they care for, sort of like the safety instructions on a commercial flight.
You need to take the oxygen for yourself first. The reason for that is that in caregiving in particular, if you're not nourished, taking enough oxygen, then you're not able to act effectively and sensitively with your loved one with dementia.
Glukoff says Florida State's ACTS program focuses on the African-American population because although dementia is quite colorblind, African-American sufferers and caregivers tend to be underserved. He sees the rewards of trying to help those who continually give of themselves as limitless, especially since he knows he's not alone in the Florida State University College of Medicine.
We have a number of folks at the college here who are very focused on meeting the needs of individuals who are either underserved or in locations where medical services aren't normally available.
And Glukoff wants to make sure those individuals know ACT doors are wide open to them.
African-American dementia caregivers who are caring for a loved one in Tallahassee or in the surrounding areas. It's a 12-session program that we're offering free of charge. It consists of 7 small group sessions, either delivered on the phone or face-to-face, and 5 individual problem-focused sessions.
For more information on ACTS and how you can get involved, call 850-645-2745 or toll-free 866-77 82724 or visit fsu.com/radio and click the link under this story. Tomorrow on Florida State Headlines, should you wear a jacket this morning or not? We'll tell you about a chance you have to learn more about the information you use to make that decision. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mike Gentine. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com. Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.